January 14th, 1902. One is not worthy of Jesus if he does not empty himself of everything. What true exaltation consists of. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, only one who has emptied himself of everything and has filled himself completely with me can be truly worthy of me, in such a way as to make of himself an object of divine love alone, to the point that my love must come to form his life, and he must love me, not with his love, but with my own love." Then he added, "What do these words mean? He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly." That the soul, destroying herself completely, fills all of herself with God, and as she loves God with God himself, God exalts the soul to an eternal love. This is the true and greatest exaltation, and also true humility. And then he continued, "The true sign to know whether one possesses this love is that the soul cares about nothing but loving God, making him known, and making everyone love him." And then, as he withdrew in my interior, I heard him pray, saying, "Ever holy and indivisible Trinity, I adore you profoundly. I love you intensely. I thank you perpetually for all and in the hearts of all." And I went on in this way, hearing him pray almost continuously inside of me, and I with him.